520 in baggies, I got some cushy tryna slide. 520 in baggies, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in baggies. 520 in baggies. Yeah. 520 in baggies, I got some cushy tryna slide. 520 in baggies, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in baggies. 520 in baggies. Yeah. Just let the plug, finna pick my brother up. Just got a smoky, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit had me stuck.
Coming live from Living Room Studios, this is the 420 in Vegas podcast. I'm your host, Vegas Zay, with my co-host, Chris.
Boop.
My brother, Ray Sun.
What up?
It's episode 90, and today, once again, we were smoking on some Presidential Moonrock pre-rolls, but these are from Zen Leaf, because I've been horseback riding this morning, and I didn't have time to go to Planet 13. I barely had time to make it to this motherfucker, and they charged me $23 each for these hoes. I couldn't even get them with my Planet 13 discount. I was kind of pissed, but they came through in the clutch, so. But the hoes didn't even have grape. So we're smoking strawberry and watermelon. The grape ones are the better ones to me, but.
Why?
I just like that grape flavor. I don't know.
Niggas.
Like niggas that smoke menthol cigarettes, I guess. Yeah. That flavor,
gotta
I guess.
Gotta have it.
Yeah. Let me take the keys off. Sorry. Yeah, episode 90, Presidential Moonrock pre-rolls from Zen Leaf. Chris, how was your week?
That's funny that you ask, because right before we started recording, I was like, damn, I gotta start writing stuff that happens down, because I literally don't know. Just a regular week, I think. I don't think anything major happened. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't know. If it comes to me, I'll just interrupt y'all later. Ray, how was your week?
Shit. Regular week, Fifth Element. We had a local comedian, Tobias, on the show. Funny okay. as hell. He got a couple Tubi movies out.
Okay.
Which you know is my shit.
I can interrupt for a second. Yeah. Tubi movie. Did you see I don't know if it's going to be on Tubi, but did you see like the little movie preview for the TikTok lady? Who the fuck did I marry? Somebody has already made a movie about it. And you can tell they're from Baltimore because of how they talk. Mm-hmm. But yeah, somebody's already made a movie.
I haven't even seen the
At this point.
Tessa, is that her name? Is that
Risa Tisa?
Risa Tisa.
Yeah. At this point, you don't need to watch, because I sat and watched all day, like, in and out of all things I was doing, listening to that. But you don't necessarily have to do that. There's a bunch of, like, recap TikToks at this point now. Right. The nigga has come back and said some stuff.
So he's trying to sue, right?
He is literally a liar. His brother has already come out and said that nigga is a liar, and he be lying, he stay lying.
How's they be trying to do me?
Yeah, period. Yeah, but so somebody's already made a Tubi movie about it.
Damn, they quick.
Very quick. And you can clearly tell that it was like, oh, so good. I need to figure out where it's at.
Right. Okay. Thursday, went to a surprise birthday party for 2 C's for another artist in the city. That was pretty dope.
Cool. Where was it?
It was at Studio A on Tropicana. So that was dope. And last night, I went to a hip-hop show, the Fresh Fest Tour downtown.
Okay.
At the, I don't even know the name of the place, Casa Taverna something, Costera or some shit like that. But that was dope, too. That was...
What was it like?
Just freestyle. Not freestyle. It was just hip-hop. Just a regular hip-hop show. Okay. Cats from the city and then...
Like open mic?
No. It was a tour.
Sorry.
So okay. Fresh Fest Tour. Cats from Freestyle Fellowship. I don't know if you heard of them. Group from L.A.
Oh, what? So they're so not just the city.
Nah, not just the city. Cool. No, local cats performs, but I have to sneeze. I'm sorry. But no, that was about it. Just a dope week getting out, being in the city. Oh, also Friday night we went to the One Gotta Go show. I don't know if you guys seen that on Instagram.
I know the concept.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So they got they did their first like sit down. Usually he just like interviews people like on the street or outside their shop or whatever is at the barbershop. But now he's making it like an official podcast.
Okay.
So Fifth Element was his first guest.
Cool. How was that?
That was dope. That was fun. It was almost like Drink Champs type shit. You know what I'm saying? They got sponsored by 3 Point Vodka or some shit like that. Okay. So they had bottles.
Cool.
And if you give you 4 things, this was hip hop edition. So they did Doggy Style, Tupac's All Eyes on Me, Dr. Dre the Chronic, and Biggie's Ready to Die. You got to pick one, got to go. If you can't pick any, you got to take a shot. Or you got to pick one, got to go, and tell why you got to go and whatnot.
Okay. What'd you say? Who
I took a shot out the gate. I can't pick one of them. One can't go.
I hear you.
So it's cool. But some motherfucker said, OT said, Tupac, All Eyes on Me, got to go. Blasphemy. And then another cat said, Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style, got to go.
Blasphemy. What was it against? Or just...
You not listening?
Yeah, I am, but...
The Chronic, Doggy Style, All Eyes on Me, and Ready to Die. One got to go.
The Chronic, Doggy Style, All Eyes on Me, Ready to Die.
Yeah. You see, Ready to Die is a hell of a fire classic. I couldn't get rid of it. So I took the shot out the gate.
I prefer West Coast, so I'd fuck with the three West Coast before I...
I'm a hip-hop head, so I fuck with it all. I ain't gonna... There's plenty of East Coast music that I'm not gonna get rid of. Just
oh, yeah,
I like
me
West
too.
Coast.
But I'm saying out of those four, I'd get rid of Ready to Die and keep Snoop.
Those are all classics. If you'd have threw some... I don't even know what to say in there, but...
In general, I'm more partial to West Coast music.
I even like Ready to Die, but against those other three albums, nah, hell no.
If you had to pick one?
Yeah.
But you don't got to pick one. That's the thing.
But I wouldn't
take a
shot.
Oh, you can
take a shot.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck Ready to Die. I'll save my shot for later.
I was about three shots in that one week. But yeah, that was my week. It was a bunch of shit going on. I did a lot.
That's
cool. But it was enjoyable.
I've been seeing a lot of more Diddy stuff. I don't know if y'all know that comedian Fat Jew. You probably seen him, just don't know who he is. But anyway, he's
Jewish?
Yeah.
Right. Fat Jewish?
Yeah, he fat and Jewish. But I guess a while ago, he had told this story and everybody was like, who are you? Don't nobody believe you. But he telling it again, the exact same way. And it's interesting how he was at a party in Miami and everybody was basically on ecstasy or something. And he was going through rooms looking for the bathroom and stumbled onto a room that it was just all niggas just kind of lounging and spooning and shit.
Damn,
and Diddy was in there
sharing a
glass of Hennessy with another nigga laying in the bed spooning.
I can believe shit like that.
Diddy seem like he ain't got time to spoon with a nigga.
He's too busy.
Right.
I think he would. Take that.
Yeah, I think he got time to spoon with a nigga. I don't know. And then, so you know how, YouTube will, play a clip of something, and then, they'll be, showing pictures and shit in, the background or whatever? You need a letter?
Yes, ma'am.
So they were showing pictures on the screen while this interview was happening, and it was just, a bunch of, and now looking at them, pictures that are, really awkward of, Diddy hugging on niggas from the back and, looking niggas in their eyes and shit.
That nigga sweeter than bear meat, boy.
I don't know. Would it have just been easier for him just to be like years ago, been like, yeah, fine. I like to have sex with everybody.
He wouldn't be who he is today. Niggas would have cut him off a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true. I always forget.
Hip-hop and homosexuality really don't go hand in hand.
It still don't, unfortunately.
Right.
And I don't know why, If a nigga is a rapper, right, and his content isn't about having sex with niggas, why does that matter? Why do it matter?
Because niggas look at homosexuality as a lack of masculinity.
Yeah,
and niggas and rappers are masculine. I mean, not me per se, because I know plenty of gay dudes I'm cool with.
Oh no, I understand that.
But niggas look at gay dudes as weaker.
But they don't be all the time.
I know, no, not all the time, but majority of them are. A lot of them
come
are.
Come on.
A lot of them are. All of them ain't Santana, you know what I'm saying? You got a whole lot of motherfuckers.
I mean, but all of them aren't Santana, as in, all of them aren't even trying to, feminine presenting.
But
you can
take
happen to niggas.
Even if they are Santana, don't mean they're a weak nigga. Santana probably
beat. That's what Santana I'm saying. Ain't no weak nigga.
Okay, yeah, no, that's what he's saying. But I'm saying to even say that, and also say that.
But,
all, what about the
but
nigga
even
that,
then, even
the nigga
Santana,
that's not feminine presenting, and he look just like y'all, and he rapping about the same shit that y'all rapping
still
about.
Know that nigga's fucking in his ass. Or
I mean,
fucked.
Think about fucking what's his name from The Wire, He was about that life and everything.
Nigga,
and if Omar was rapping, niggas knew that he was real about everything he was talking about.
But he's still getting his cheeks pounded.
Come on, what does that matter?
That matters a lot to hip hop niggas. That's, I mean, crazy. That's,
y'all got
to
grow up, bro.
I mean, not to me.
I'm not saying y'all. I'm saying y'all as in the general public.
I got to speak from how I know how niggas are. Mm-hmm. I work with men. Well, there's no women in our shop, so okay. I work with men. 16 hours out of the day, I hear men talk men shit, and we range in ages from fucking 25 mm-hmm. to 72.
So, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I don't know, man. Niggas ain't trying to hear that thug. No thug shit or like, nothing from a gay nigga.
Like, it would be different. And like, well, no, because you could just choose not to listen to it. But I'm like, oh, well, yeah. Okay. So yeah. It could be different if a nigga is like, talking about like how niggas talk about taking down bitches. Like if a nigga was talking about taking down niggas, I can understand that if you don't want to listen to that, you don't have to listen to that. There is a whole genre of rap yeah. for that. You right. know what I'm saying? But for a gay man that is in all like, I don't want to say normal because that's not the right word, but to the hip hop community, normal presenting to the hip hop community. Why the fuck do that matter? Like,
it's just
I can understand like back in 94,
it's just instilled in us.
But I can see back in 94 where like Diddy would have a hard time like telling niggas that he like to touch dicks or whatever.
He would have got called the hard F.
But I'm saying like here we are now.
He wouldn't even have Biggie. He wouldn't have yeah. Bad Boy.
Biggie says some questionable things in his rap.
He might have Biggie.
So he, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. He not here to defend himself, but I don't know. But yeah. Anyway, I don't know. It's weird. And that speaks to like how niggas got their own internal problems. That they're so scared, like that it's gonna like rub off on them.
Well, no. Yeah, it ain't that it's gonna rub off, it's just that niggas don't give a fuck about that shit. Or don't want to hear that shit.
So if you don't give a fuck about it, why are you giving a fuck so much about
it? No, it's like I don't want to hear that shit.
But I'm saying if he not rapping about that and he's rapping about the same fucking on the corner with my niggas, fucking blah 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 blah, not talking about fucking bitches or nothing because that's not his life, but just talking about like some fucking like gang shit or some fucking drug shit. Like, why does it matter who he go home with?
Because he's bent over.
But you don't know, not on the track, nigga.
But I'm just
like,
saying, niggas look at that nigga, like, nigga talking all that hard shit and going home to bend over.
It does take away. It does take away from.
That's how niggas look at it. You know what I'm saying?
You can't 50 Cent talk all this good shit on record, and then
yeah. Ain't like his booty licked.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what he said. Beat. That's what she said.
Well, clapped.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
No, I don't know. I'm just saying. Yes. You know what I mean?
Okay, but
that takes away from
that takes. 50 would lose a fan in me.
But why?
I don't know why. I don't even fucking know why.
I don't know why. It's ingrained in people. It's just like white women clutching their purse a little tighter when they see a nigga.
I just do that shit back to them.
Right.
I fucking pull my bag closer to my body when I walk past them just to make them feel uncomfortable. I do that. I try to do that all the time, truly.
Right. I really just think it's been looked at as nasty growing up from the 80s, and you know what I'm saying? I can't speak for out the new niggas. The new niggas is normal, sweet.
Yeah, they got little Uzi and them sweet presenting niggas that rap. Yeah.
Not a sweet presenting.
Yeah, that's what they are. You know what I'm saying? They come off as like, this nigga could be gay.
They come up with a purse like, you know what I'm saying? And a motherfucking dress on, and they present an award, and it's, you
yeah,
know,
but
it's,
they say
and,
I ain't gay.
But yeah, and I say, and I'm not gay. You know what I'm saying? Young Thug, all that
but
shit.
But see, to me, that
impresses these little niggas, but the little niggas be like,
I don't want to say.
Young Thug and them say they ain't gay, but I'm going to be the gay nigga that looks like Young Thug and them. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's ugly. But,
it's real ugly.
That's why
I don't have a problem with the LGBTQ, though.
Y'all know how I feel.
LGBTQ, nigga.
Ain't that what I said?
Put extra T in there.
LGTB.
No, it's LGBT.
You see, I changed the B and the T in the different places. It don't matter where the letters go. If I say the QBLTR, they still the same shit.
They'll get offended, nigga.
No, they won't.
They'll get offended. Call them right. Call them by the right.
I don't know the R. It's just accident.
I was like, what's the R?
The LGBTQ.
LGBTQ.
Okay.
And then they got all that other shit. I don't count to all that other shit.
Well, they do. Well, they but we don't know it. We just.
Look, it's, this motherfucker. This just motherfuckers adding Latin X on the shit. Just let motherfuckers.
We just add a plus after what? The T.
What is that?
Or after the Q.
What is that?
And everything else. So you don't have to remember.
They love like, what the fuck is everything else? There ain't nothing else.
Well, there's aliens
and
now animals. You could be a fucking unicorn
there's
if you
people,
want. You know
there's people that like are feel like, oh, it's my phone. They feel like they're like, well, like they're asexual.
What is that though?
Like, you're not a like man a or a woman.
Like a
asexual
is not that.
They took bullying out of school.
Binary is what he's saying.
Well, yeah, whatever. Non-binary. You can be whatever. The
non-binary
you want.
Is what he's saying.
You got a dick, but you don't. It's just there for me to piss out of.
But the letters and stuff refers to their sexuality, not how they see themselves.
Right, I understand that.
Right,
but the plus, there's nothing else you can do. You either sexing a man. A man is sexing a man, or a man is sexing a woman, or they're doing both, which they're bisexual.
Maybe they add a monkey in there.
That's what I'm saying. Stop! What the fuck is the plus
chicken,
for?
Because he's fucking.
There's one, nothing else you can motherfucking.
One man is fucking a man while he's got a chicken head stuck up his ass, other ass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
That's the plus. That's adding
See,
some shit.
Okay, so LGBTQIA.
What?
Hell is God. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, and asexual.
What the fuck is queer? I thought that was a gay nigga. Was a queer.
A queer is more like a person that's not really, that doesn't want to be defined by either because they're not really sure what it
Bitch,
is.
Bitch, you got them big ass titties and you gonna tell me you don't know what you are?
I don't even think you
No,
I
that's not, but you're confusing sexuality and what they. How they consider themselves. That's completely different.
So they could be looking like a woman.
So all of the letters are for how their sexual preferences, right? Okay, so really the ones that we need to figure out are intersex and asexual.
No, we do got to figure it out.
Y'all need to figure it out. I quit. There's gay, there's lesbian, there's trans. That's all I'm dealing with.
Queer has been around forever.
They're all the same.
Intersex meaning is a general term used for a variety of situations in which a person is born with the reproductive or sexual anatomy that doesn't fit the boxes. So it seems like binary or non-binary again. I don't know.
What, they're like a hermaphrodite? Is that what they're talking about? They sexual shit don't fit the...
It says, what is an intersex person? People who are intersex have genitals, chromosomes, or reproductive organs that don't fit into a male or female sex binary. So you might have... So their genitalia might not match their reproductive organs, or they may have traits of both. Being intersex may be evident at birth, childhood.
It's almost like a hermaphrodite.
Man, for legal purposes.
Almost, isn't it?
For legal purposes.
I didn't know that,
If you're
though.
Born with a dick, you're a man. If you're born with a pussy, you're a woman.
Not for, well, now, what, for legal
what
purposes.
What if you got the in-between
If you
shit.
Got in-between, then you're intersexual or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But if you, that's what you are.
Hermaphrodite.
But then,
I don't like that word.
Whatever you want.
That's the word.
I know, but I don't like it. It sounds real like.
That's a technical term.
Yeah.
Like, can you call him a hermie?
Okay. Whoa. Okay.
I never heard that before.
Would that be a slang?
Derogatory?
Yeah.
Asexual is when you're not attracted to nobody, really.
Poop butt.
You got to get your shit off. You just jacking off or fucking with dogs.
You just do it yourself, I think. I'm assuming. It says,
nobody.
It's not celibacy, because that's a choice to refrain, they're saying. But this is just like, you don't experience sexual attraction towards any individuals of any gender.
I call that a loser.
Whoa.
I don't know.
I mean, the only thing I ever knew that was asexual was like plants and stuff, how they could reproduce without like needing to have sex. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know who's making the fucking words up.
Well, asexual is a word. It's just they just applied it to a person.
But they're letting these motherfuckers get away with
that shit. And to me, I don't know how we got on this so long, but intersexual seems like a better term than that H word. So I'm 100% on board with that. But I just always thought of asexual as like plants. But
all
I get
I'm saying,
it because it's just like, you know,
if
care,
I say sir
right?
by
yeah,
mistake,
yeah.
If I say sir by mistake because I noticed your big ass goatee before your titties, my
this
nigga,
nigga.
Then don't
this
get
nigga
mad at me.
It's back you know on presenting.
That's just what I'm saying. Because, you know, I saw this one nigga on TikTok. He's correcting motherfuckers like, oh no, I go by she, her pronouns. You misgendered me. Nigga.
You're right.
You look like a big old nigga with a dress on, you goofy looking motherfucker. How the fuck? They didn't misgendered you. They called you what the fuck they saw. A man, nigga.
I just don't want nobody.
I mean, now if you tell me, hey, I prefer to be she, her, then
I'll call
you that.
Some people try to be disrespectful with it. They know they can see the motherfucker and they still be like, sir. And be like, man, obviously.
Well, hey, that means you need to do a better job of going for the look you're trying to get. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen some bitches on TikTok. No, I don't know how this shit got on my algorithm, but some of these motherfucking trannies on TikTok are passing like women.
I told you the motherfucker in Walmart. I'm so sorry, I seen this. I thought it was a Mexican chick, and I pushed the cart by him, and it was a Mexican nigga. I was like, yo. Nigga had a skirt on and some fishnet stockings.
He was like, buenos noches.
But did he have his face looking like a man or a woman?
Like a nigga.
See, yeah, remember? No. You don't remember the story?
I think that's not. I think, no. If you're going to do it, you got to go through with it. You can't be out here masculined up in the face and dressed like a bitch from the neck down.
What about
If you can, and if you can't afford to do nothing yet, stay your ass at home. Because there's bitches out there looking good.
But what about the motherfucker on P-Valley? He got the whole beard and shit.
I was just going to say. And he looks, I think he looks nice. Like when he wears the makeup.
He looks nice as a female or a nigga.
As him.
You can't look like no female with no goatee.
He's dressed up good. He looks good.
Yeah, he looks good.
He presents himself.
Yes, exactly.
That's the nigga that wears the dress and shit with a goatee and a beard and shit.
That's on P-Valley?
What's that? Uncle Fester or some shit? Whoa. I know it's Uncle something, right? Uncle Rufus or some shit. Uncle Lester, some shit.
Like Uncle P or something.
Some shit. Uncle P-Valley, I don't know. Oh,
God.
It's Uncle something, though, right? What am I thinking of Uncle Ruckus?
What the fuck is happening?
From Boondocks. I'd like to see what Uncle Ruckus like to say about these LGBTs and the extra shit.
Oh, my
they need the Boondocks to come out now, boy. I bet that shit will be on fire if they got some of this modern shit that's going on and had Riley talking about it.
So that was my week.
Thanks.
This weed is good as a motherfucker. My week was a regular week. My niece is in town, so we've been out and about. There's a movie out called...
Oh, did you love it?
Imaginary. We gave it an 8.5 out of 10.
Okay, great. I'm going to see it.
Kind of got...
Predictable?
Not predictable. Kind of got a little silly at one point, but then tied in to make it work.
Okay.
Went horseback riding today in Moapa. That shit was cool as fuck. That shit.
Was you galloping?
Nah. At certain points you could make a speed up just if you got behind or whatever, but nah, they were just, it was a trail. Mm. Trail
How
ride.
You look masculine galloping?
Shit.
Nah, you gotta hold that motherfucker up.
That's how I do it. I just ride like this.
Oh, just hold it.
Yeah.
I'll do it. I was leaning back. Because
that didn't look right.
No, I was riding that.
You look like Meg Thee Stallion over there, nigga.
Bullshit.
Bounce that ass, girl.
You got your goddamn letters mixed up, nigga.
Shake that ass for jerk.
I'm M.
Shake that ass for me.
I'm M for man. Full man, nigga.
Well, don't do that no more, nigga. Don't ride that horse no more, nigga.
That played out perfectly. Thank you. That's exactly what I wanted to happen.
I was literally on the horse, though. But an hour horse ride, don't seem like, you know what I'm saying? When I told Melissa it was going to be an hour, she's like, that's it.
Zeta Stallion.
I was like, an hour is a long ass fucking time. People think, people that have never ridden jet skis before, you tell them, hey, man, get it for 15 minutes for your first time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I guarantee, if you get it for an hour, after that first 15 minutes, you're going to be thinking, God damn, I got 45 minutes left in this shit. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to do that. Zoom, zoom.
Zoom. All right, cool. Yeah, that's 15 minutes. Sound good.
Right. So 30 minutes on jet skis is a perfect amount of time for you to have fun. Especially if you got the drone out there taking pictures and shit, you're good to go.
Yeah.
You get your 30 minutes and shit, and then you go in and have some more drinks or whatever. But an hour on jet skis, I had an hour one time, and that was just too motherfucking long. I'd stop the bitch a couple of times and just... taking videos and shit, sitting there like shit.
So you felt like the horse ride was too long?
No. An hour on a horse is perfect. At what we were doing, at the trot we were doing, because while we were doing it, we were sightseeing and shit, and the bitch was showing us shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Shit that if you've been in the desert before, you've seen like the fucking Barrel Canyon growing out of the rocks and shit, and fucking, oh, look at there. There's a rabbit trail, and there's a fox trail or a coyote trail and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, there's bighorn sheep over there and fucking. But it was cool and shit. Then they made us some breakfast. A nigga was cooking. He made us some eggs and fucking potatoes and bacon and motherfucking pancakes.
Lovely.
So, and all in all, it was pretty cheap. It was $120 a person.
It's not bad.
They
for all that stuff. I mean, for to get to fucking ride a horse. Yeah,
they pick you up.
And they pick you up, right?
They picked us up in New York. Took us out in a van to pick and other people up at other hotels too, but I went to New York because I got free parking there, so picked us up in New York, drove us out to Moapa, got out there, had to sign releases and shit, then boom, white lady, thick old white lady said, all right, come over here. And she started putting niggas on horses and shit. And I didn't need no. She's like, you need help? I was like, no, I grabbed that motherfucker, jumped on it, just came back natural.
Like you seen in the movies.
Came back, I did it before. Okay, this is what I was going to ask you the other day. I've been meaning to bring this up. What are your earliest memories? How far back does your memory go?
I don't know. What's the question?
Do you remember the earthquake when you were a baby in Italy? When you were a baby. When you were maybe, I was probably three. So you're probably like. I was two. Damn.
I feel like I remember it.
That's my very first, like one of my first memories. And I was like,
or do you remember the memories of everybody else remembering?
He don't remember shit because I was barely 2 years
old. Nah, don't nobody ever talk about it.
You have a lighter or do I have it?
I have my lighter. Here you go.
But I still want to find my.
I handed it to you.
But what are you, your early.
I feel like I remember it.
But you don't, I'm pretty sure you don't because it was too early for you.
Well, like I said, I'm pretty sure I do. I just
okay.
Don't.
What other than that, what do you remember about.
I fucking said I remember.
What do you remember about Tennessee summers when you were in the second grade when we lived in Texas?
Tennessee summers when we lived in Texas.
Yeah.
I remember going to stay with Jink. I remember going to stay with Poppy. Moving through, you know.
Did you ever ride Tony?
Of course.
Okay, I don't know because you were very.
Why early. You beat around the bush with that? Everybody, no. The whole family know Tony.
No, I'm just saying, did you ever ride the motherfucker a lot?
When he'd be right in front of the house.
That's how y'all talking about him like he an uncle. He's a horse.
He's a horse. You pick up a stick, he'll chase you around the motherfucking house, all types of shit.
That's the wrong house. Wrong horse. That wasn't Tony.
That was another horse?
You're thinking of that pony that granddaddy brought to the house one day, and we were fucking with it, and we put the stick up, and he bucked somebody off, and took off.
I was probably thinking of that one, but I remember Tony, too.
Yeah, that one took off, and we had to go get the motherfucker before granddaddy came back home and shit. And this is before cell phones, pagers, internet, anything.
How do y'all fucking get a horse back?
You had to track him. You had to
just be nice to the motherfucker.
First you had to catch him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You had to wait for him to stop fucking running.
Yeah.
And then you had to catch up to the motherfucker, and then you had to grab his fucking ass and drag and guide him back to the house.
Welcome back.
We weren't no niggas wearing saddles and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? We were bareback on a horse. Holding on to the mane.
Holding on to the mane.
They had no bit in the nigga's mouth. Right. Like, we were savages. Fuck? We were savage little kids. My granddad had a fucking farm or had a house.
And y'all just pulling on these niggas' hair?
He had a tobacco farm, but he had chickens, cows. The horse was Tony and shit. You know what I'm saying? But yo, you just jump on his motherfucking back and you hold his fucking, you know what I'm saying, his mane. We didn't have no fucking.
And then it was like a regular house on the street. We had a big ass backyard, a big tractor back there, but the house was right there on the street. Remember?
Yeah, but the house, no, the backyard was ridiculous.
Yeah, the backyard was acres.
Part tobacco farm and shit, and then he had.
Yeah, the whole barn. It wasn't even a whole barn back there.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it wasn't really a garden because it was just like. Shit growing everywhere. They had places where they had greens and shit, where the mustard greens,
chicken
and the collard greens were growing.
Outhouse.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Outhouse.
Oh yeah, niggas shit in the outhouse before.
That's crazy.
So I got this scar right here on my head
from the outhouse.
Nah, from just that house right there.
Oh shit! What happened?
It was a tall porch, so the house was sort of like on a hill in the backyard. It came up like this, but the house is just a one story house.
Okay.
Right. But coming up to the backyard, it slopes up like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the porch to the kitchen is up here. So
you fell off.
No, I didn't fall. So up under is glass and like windows, not to the house. They're just up against the wall. And we had a cat.
This is a renovation, of course, after Ray burned the house down.
Wait.
Burned my grandfather's house down. But
Start with why the glasses are following
my older brother's lead.
That's another story. Playing with fire and shit. Let a Stretch Armstrong, man. Let Stretch Armstrong box.
Y'all lit Stretch Armstrong.
No, the box. The Stretch Armstrong box. Not the man. Not Stretch Armstrong.
I know that shit stunk forever.
Lit that styrofoam box on fire and tried to hide it under the bed and shit.
Under the bed?
And the bed caught on fire. Then the room caught on fire. I
thought we tried to throw it out the window.
But he threw it under the bed?
Maybe it hit the curtain or something.
Y'all have two different memories of what happened.
It happened. The house definitely burnt down.
No, yeah, but you say he pushed it under the bed, and you say you tried to throw it out the window and hit the curtain.
Nah, it was definitely under the bed.
It could have been under the bed. I'm not really sure, but I remember under the window was.
We find to verify this?
Nobody.
Damn.
Everybody's dead.
So we never going to find
they
out.
They didn't die in the fire, though.
I was about to say, God, he didn't kill nobody. I'm fucking laughing. What the fuck is happening?
Nah, it was fucked up. That was fucked up. But we burned a lot of shit down in life. We were a little fire, but we burned down a whole field in Texas.
Damn.
Yeah.
My sister used to play with matches.
We thought we were experts, though. We weren't really just playing with matches. We were playing with them, but...
Y'all experts?
No, like, hell nah. Hell nah.
We're experts at getting the motherfuckers started and out of control, raging. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? My week, regular week at work. We went, me and the niece, we went horseback riding this morning and shit. We went to the movies yesterday. We went sushi yesterday. Now, check this out.
Which one?
Oishi on fucking Sahara.
Yep.
Which I'll never go to again.
Okay.
Oishi used to be good back in like 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, we was like, we're going to go eat at this new sushi spot on Durango and Spring Mountain. It's a Korean food hall there, and they got a sushi.
Fucking Smile Shota.
So, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's good as hell.
Okay, we were going to go there, but I noticed that they didn't have alcohol on the menu, the drink menu, so I'm like, fuck that. I do want to drink some beers while I'm eating some sushi.
Okay.
So Deandra's like, let's go to Oishi. We ain't been there in a long-ass time. Mm-hmm. And I said, I know we ain't been there in a long-ass time, because remember the last time we went, they brought me something warm, and it was supposed to be cold.
Oh, no.
And I said, I ain't fuck with them no more. We were like, fuck it, let's give them a chance. So we went, and the shit was whack. It wasn't whack. But
it wasn't great. Like,
it wasn't, no. It was good enough to remind me that I'll never go back there again.
Yeah.
Because they don't even give half rolls.
What?
Yeah. I was like, y'all give half rolls? It's like, no. I was like, so you're going to force me to eat eight motherfucking
pieces of sushi?
And shit. When I want to set these.
When I only want four because I want different shit.
Yeah. Mm. So that right there pissed me off.
Yeah. I never order a whole roll of anything.
I never
Because I want to taste everything.
Hell yeah. I always get half rolls.
Yeah, for sure. Smile Shota, the sashimi, the fish to rice ratio is fucking, you don't even see the rice.
Okay.
It's there, but you don't see it. But they only give you two pieces at a time, but you can keep ordering it.
That's why I like my sashimi, two pieces at a time.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Was that like the piece of fish?
Laying over the rice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually it's a lot of places it's like mad rice, and then they be trying to act like they want to charge you if you don't eat all the rice, because rice is part of the sushi.
Damn.
But here... It's like you can't even really see the rice, like as the fish lays over it. So my daughter was.
What else is it? Fish, rice, and
sashimi. It's just that. That's it.
No carrot or no little.
No, onion. It's just the rice over the fish over the rice. Mm. Yeah, that's just that.
Dip my shit in my motherfucking soy sauce, fucking wasabi mixture,
yeah,
and throw a little pickled whatever the fuck that is on top of it.
The ginger,
yeah.
The ginger is a palate cleanser, nigga.
Well, is it?
You supposed to eat it in between rolls.
I think I eat it with
I eat my ginger with my
what the
sushi.
Fuck?
But my sushi comes from Winco.
Which is fine. Right. I don't care. But no, you're supposed to eat the ginger, like when you're changing sushi rolls or like what you're eating, you're supposed to eat the ginger as like a palate cleanser.
I use the motherfucking ginger as a dressing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's all good.
I use that bitch as a condiment.
You can, it's good.
I show up.
Like, I'll, like, when I first sit down, if I have, like, gum or if I was eating something, I'll eat the first piece, like, to get my mouth, like,
okay,
ready for the food.
That motherfucker. Oh, you eat it before? I thought you were talking about after the food. Do you get it ready for the food?
If I was chewing gum or something?
Like a chaser.
No. Like,
it's
just
not like a chaser after you eat the food, then you eat the ginger, or you eat the ginger first, then you eat the food.
So during eating, like, so you eat a roll, like, whatever. Let's say you're eating tuna or whatever.
So you eat it after then?
Yeah, you eat it after or in between. So if you're eating tuna first and now you're about to eat some eel or something, like.
Some eel?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I ain't that far into the motherfucker.
Salmon, eel, tuna, shrimp is my jam. Like, I fuck with any of that.
So, eel is the sushi.
It's like it'll be inside sometimes, or it'll be over it. This is the sushi roll.
That's the fish they use.
We're not talking about sashimi no more.
Right.
So eel is like a type of fish that they'll use in a roll.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like an eel, like the kind of.
Yes, nigga,
yeah,
eel.
Oh, yeah, shit. But he did.
Eel ain't no motherfucking fish.
It's in the ocean.
It ain't no motherfucking fish, though.
It's an aquatic animal. It breathes air out of water. Breathes in the water like a fish.
Yeah, but a motherfucking salamander ain't no motherfucking fish or...
But a salamander breathes air.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Unless they got gills.
They got gills?
Then that's not a salamander. That's something else.
This is like such a high-ass conversation.
But, like I say, I won't be going there for Oishi for sushi again.
No.
Whoever listens to this is an eel or motherfucking fish. Let us know.
Are people smoking when they're listening to this? I hope so.
Right.
I don't know
how y'all getting through some of these episodes if you're not up
here. Bear with us.
We shall be smoking while we're listening to this.
Like, if you're not up here with us, like, I don't even know how you getting through these episodes.
But today we're having Mexican, cooking it ourselves though. Real Mexican, like real tacos. I'm going to Little Gardenias or whatever the fuck it is.
Get the little chopped up shit already.
Yeah, get that. Get the tortillas. Get me some fucking go to the meat part and get some carne asada. Mm-hmm. Put that shit on a grill tonight. Not no nigga tacos with ground beef and shit. Hell no. Making real Mexicano tacos.
Listen, to all y'all that love those, is y'all number one type of taco. Man, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
It's my number one.
That's your number one?
I've been back when I was
still. Yeah, with the shells.
Still, an adult?
With the Doritos Locos tacos, shells from Taco Bell.
I was single one time, and a bitch invited me over. She said she was making tacos, and I knew we was going to have some extra style when I got over there, and it was some goddamn ground beef and a hard shell. I almost immediately just did an about face and walked out on that bitch. But
see, if you're going to have, okay, so when you're having like the pastor or the asada or the fucking carnita, like you don't really need a lot of topping stuff. Like you can do good with like a little pico or a little, but with a ground beef taco, I'm going to need everything. I'm going to need the lettuce, tomato, onion,
sour cream,
maybe guacamole, yeah. Like jalapenos probably.
I have all that shit on my shit.
Jalapeno. Like, I need to might do well so
make,
much.
Might well put that shit in the bowl and make really, a taco salad.
And then basically, because once you bite the first bite of the hard shell, they can fall apart. Also, I do not agree with hard shell tacos. Like, that is a blasphemy. Like, I'll buy one box.
So y'all don't fuck with Doritos Locos tacos? Put them motherfuckers with your Mexican meat and all that shit that you get from the Mexican store.
Put that shit with hard shell.
Doritos Locos.
It don't matter what's
Locos. Loco Mocos. Nigga, I'm not fucking with no hard shell. No, we grew up on a hard shell. That's all my age. So you think I want that shit now as a grown man?
I'm an adult and I can make my own food choices.
You don't eat noodles
no more, nigga?
That noodles is different.
Okay, you be eating them motherfuckers your whole life.
I don't eat them the same.
Me either.
Come on.
Good Korean noodles.
Come on.
Bull deck.
Nigga.
Oh, y'all don't eat and top ramen?
The fucking shin black.
I eat shin black. Hell but I eat bull dak, two times hot chicken flavor or the extremely hot.
Yeah. Here we go with the rich nigga shit.
Or the lime and the garlic. No,
Chris, you got kids. I know you got some top ramen in your motherfucking house.
Absolutely. Okay. I don't eat it. I have my own.
Go to the Korean store. Go right over to the Greenland to the noodle section, nigga. They got some good ass.
Yep, that shin black noodles.
That shit ain't 23 cent a bag. I ain't fucking with it.
Nah, they not. They not. Yo, okay, so LSU. So
let me go get a 12-pack of chicken, 12-pack of beef, 12-pack of Oriental, 12-pack of...
Come on, they don't call it Oriental no more.
What they call it?
It's
Asian.
Soy sauce.
Well, it depends on which bag you get.
It's the blue bag, right?
They're still Oriental in some stores.
Like $10,
really? They trying to get rid of that because I don't think they want.
Yeah, but I get soy sauce mostly, but it's still Oriental.
It's the same flavor.
But they still got Oriental bags out there to say Oriental on it.
Shout out to Oriental flavor. That's my jam.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Shrimp, pork. Those are my jam. Oh, I know you don't like the pork.
I don't really like the shrimp either.
Really? Yeah. The shrimp was the chili, shrimp chili.
Come on, man.
No, you know he don't.
He just motherfucking know I don't eat pork.
No, because you know what? It's like back when I was in the Army, I used to know these niggas that claimed they didn't eat pork. Mm-hmm. But then some niggas there's one nigga that really didn't eat pork. Or nothing derived from pork. Like no yellow number 5, no red number 8, none of that.
And they say he don't use toothpaste.
I'm saying, but he just didn't. He went that far with not eating pork.
If you go that far, you still got to find the right toothpaste that don't have it in it. Yeah. The soap that don't have
it
in
it. Are you that far with the
not
eating
hell
pork?
No, I just don't eat.
He said, I just don't ingest it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the motherfucking chips got yellow number 5 in it. That Doritos taco.
I'm not eating the meat. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If I can't really go all into looking for the yellow 5s and all that shit.
But you're not going to eat the flesh.
I'm not going to eat the flesh.
I get it. Does anybody in your house do?
Nobody. Okay. Nobody.
Nigga rule with iron fists.
Yeah, I hear it.
My lady was like that when I met her.
And then you became like that?
No, I haven't been. I haven't ate since 1999, 2000.
Muslim.
Basically.
Okay.
Because assalamu alaikum.
It is my least favorite. Like I'm like I never, and this is like as far back as I can remember, never really liked pork chops.
Right.
Like never really liked
God put man on earth for dominion over the fucking animals. I'm eating all them
motherfuckers. But I can't I don't think I can let go of like,
I'm eating civilized pork, I'm eating wild hog. motherfucking shit.
Wild pork. And I do like a honey baked ham. Wow. Only on Christmas. Mm. But I like the lunch meat, like, I can do without that.
Fuck, not only on Christmas, I order with them motherfuckers tomorrow.
On Wednesday, nigga.
Let me get a honey day ham for Wednesday. What's the occasion, sir? It's Wednesday, bitch. I'm hungry.
I'd like one. It's pretty delicious.
But yeah, that was my week, man.
Shit. It's time to go.
I'm gonna go.
Thank y'all. We be black next week.
I'm gonna go see Dune 2 though on my own because nobody wanna fuck with it. So
I definitely don't. Like, it's just like, what the? I'm cool. It's my just don't even seem
exciting. The motherfucker from '89 or whatever.
Did you watch part one?
No.
No.
Okay, yeah, see, I did years ago, but I just recently watched it the other day just to remind me if it was good or not, and it was. So that's why I'm gonna go see part two.
But. All I see is sand. I don't understand. Bars.
I want to see Out of Darkness too. Did y'all see the preview for that shit? It's like the motherfucking like prehistoric motherfuckers coming across, and so it was, I don't know, 45,000 years ago.
When is it coming out?
Well, it's out to be rented right now.
Okay,
on Prime and shit.
What's it called again?
Out of Darkness.
Okay. Have you seen the trailer to Late Night with the Devil?
Yeah.
I can't wait for that to come out.
Yeah, I want
to
see that. I want to see the Omen something. Something only.
Beginnings or something.
I'm going to have to get on YouTube and see the new scary movies coming out.
But that's all you got to do. Sometimes
2024.
I'll sit for like 40 minutes just watching.
Preview.
Put it on the YouTube previews and just watching scary movie previews.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to see that. I want to see Godzilla and Kong shit when it comes out.
I want to see this.
Certain
new
movies I want to see in the theater, and these are the ones I want to go see in the theater.
Sure, new Fred coming on.
That's fake. Cinemax. God damn it.
Who is Fred?
That's not real?
No, it's not real, man. And it pisses me off.
Oh. Who is Fred?
I be thinking niggas are smart enough to just do a simple Google search of something they see and they're interested in so they'll know
before
if it's fake or not.
Yes.
No, I went for it.
That Fred. With,
I went
and,
for
and
it.
I mean, talk
about it on the Fifth Element and everything.
And it said, oh, that's where I saw.
Yeah.
You niggas talking about it, and I was laughing like a motherfucker because it's not real.
Damn.
You saw it on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
You can't trust Facebook,
right? I saw it on Facebook and Twitter. So you know what I did?
I was so ready for
and then,
shit.
And it said the actor was who? DJ Quarles or whatever that nigga's name is?
From Road Trip.
Whatever the nigga whooped that trick.
Yeah.
I'm about to do a redactment on next week's show.
Yeah. So you know what I did? I said this looks interesting, but I have not heard nothing about this nowhere.
Yeah.
Right. Let me Google this shit.
Almost like the Disney Lil Wayne cartoon.
and Google said that's a lie.
The goblin shit.
Damn, Ray, you fell for that.
I fell for it. Fuck. So Cat Williams probably didn't run a motherfucking 4.9.
I see.
Damn it, man.
That nigga said, y'all seen that new Fred that coming out?
No, I was so bored. I got to show you the motherfucking shit.
Yeah, it looks like Freddy Krueger is sitting up there, and it even says Max. It's coming out on Max, right?
Yeah,
in the corner.
Yeah.
I went straight to Max. And put it in the search bar. Hell no, ain't no goddamn Fred coming up. Ain't no preview, ain't no nothing.
So you didn't Google it, you just went to
Max. I did everything.
Okay. He said it might be a chance.
No, I did everything so I wouldn't sound like you, nigga. We talking about real.
Look at this shit.
Yeah. Look at that bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah. See?
Nah, but the font is giving me not real.
I mean, I looked at it. The first time I looked at it, I was like, oh shit. A Freddy Krueger prequel and shit. I was like, why am I hearing about it like this for the first time?
Yeah.
And shit. So then I was like, nah, let me do my homework. And sure enough, like Lil Reese, I did my research and it was some bullshit.
Okay, are y'all ready to talk about what we came here to talk about? I guess.
Oh shit, my bull riding pictures came in. I rode a bull today too.
Oh shit, cool.
It was just a baby bull. Oh. And it was sitting there eating hay while I was on his back. So.
And you threw your arm up like you was really riding him.
Yeah. Niggas won't know on Instagram.
Okay, so do we want to start with the nigga getting stung in his dick?
Right
with
on.
The scorpion.
Right on. I think I put that in there, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Because I saw that. I was like, damn, everybody's talking about this. Because I put it in here like the very beginning of the week. Too. And then motherfuckers started talking about it during their shows. And like Breakfast Club and all kinds of shit during the week. But anyway, scorpion stings man in his testicles while he slept at Las Vegas hotel. The nigga was at the Venetian. And he found a scorpion hanging on his underwear after waking up to a feeling of somebody stabbing me in my private area. Man, all I would have been thinking about, even though my dick would have been hurting like a motherfucker, I would have been thinking about the lawsuit. A California man said he was stung by a scorpion on his testicles while sleeping in his bed at the Venetian Las Vegas over the holidays. Michael Farchi said he found a scorpion hanging on my underwear after waking up to feeling sharp glass or a knife in his testicles. He filed a medical incident report with the hotel. People has reached out to the Venetian Las Vegas for comment. They haven't commented yet. He said, I just felt like somebody was stabbing me in my private area. It felt like sharp glass or a knife. I went to the bathroom and saw a scorpion hanging off my underwear. He didn't even ask how it got in the room. He said, nobody told me about any option. It was just under his covers.
Well, there's a lot of different kinds of scorpions, right?
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. What the fuck?
No, but what I'm saying, is like, which one does it look like? So, because I don't know. Sometimes I be thinking,
are you thinking be scamming?
I don't really trust white people.
He brought it with him.
I don't really trust white people, is what I'm saying. And like, did they find it?
Yeah, it was a picture of it.
Yeah, they had
it. Oh, that picture? Okay, so, but like, it's only like three common like scorpions in Las Vegas, and like that can be found in Las Vegas.
Right.
And I don't know if it looks like one of them. But I don't know. I'm just saying.
I think they wouldn't have let it get, Venetian wouldn't have let it get this far if it was bullshit. You know, if it was fake, they would have squashed it immediately, probably.
Does he look like any of these? These are the three most common ones.
I don't even know. I think it looks like the one on the left. But what is this nigga? He's not white.
It don't matter. He ain't black. Yeah.
Michael Farchi, so he might be an Arabian-ass nigga or some shit.
He brought that motherfucker from the desert, the real desert. And
from the Arabian Night.
That was in his luggage.
I'm just kidding.
Brought out of his luggage, out of his drawers. Was those clean drawers he put on? It was in his luggage and stung his nuts.
I mean, but also people are bringing bad
but
bugs.
Did he go to the hospital? Does it say he went to the hospital to get the shit checked out? Or did he just like, got stung by the scorpion
and
look, nuts.
Look at the scorpion that stung me in my nuts.
And start going to social media and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Or, I don't know.
If he didn't go to the hospital, then
he filed a medical incident report with the hotel.
But look at this. He like, look at this shit. Look at my nuts.
Look at my nuts.
All they said, a spokesperson for the Venetian said the resort has protocols for all incidents and we can confirm they were followed in this incident. So,
I mean, I don't know. Maybe there could be scorpions in hotels because it's bed bugs and some of them.
Vegas,
bed bugs are body motherfuckers from what they say.
But you know, don't nobody be doing that, but niggas coming in bringing that shit.
Right.
Niggas from the south.
I've had scorpions in my house.
For real? Yeah, how do you get rid of them?
I've had one or two.
What you mean pick that motherfucker up?
Pick it up, put it in a cup.
What you mean pick it up? Like how do you pick it up?
Like a fucking.
It's like a spider or something.
Sweep it into the, what you call it?
You pick those up?
But them motherfuckers. Yeah, I picked up I picked up a spider this morning and put it outside. A little black spider. No, I put it in a cup. I mean,
I just sweep it up
with my hand. You're touching it?
I'd let it. No, I didn't pick it up with my fingers and then drop my fucking
okay.
cup.
That's what's confusing me.
No,
like.
I mean, no, I swept it up in the cup and put it outside.
Okay.
There have been two scorpions in my house since I lived here, and the dogs go crazy every time, so it's easy to figure out. Oh, they go crazy to the point where you're like, what the fuck's going on? And you go look, and it's a scorpion.
I tell you what, them little motherfuckers are scary because they get defensive quick. That tail come up. Psh.
But it can only go out that far. How, you know what I'm saying? Sweep that motherfucker in a broom thing and. Toss it outside.
No, I've had every time. Matter of fact, that was your old apartment. It was a couple scorpions going up the stairs or once.
My old apartment?
Yeah, the one you stayed upstairs.
On Flamingo? Flamingo Road? Where? I never saw. You stayed over there?
Hell no. I stayed going up your stairs.
You saw them?
Yeah. I think, I don't know if it was leaving your crib or coming one.
Oh. I never saw any motherfuckers. Thank goodness. Okay. Jake Paul, Mike fucking Tyson.
A nigga. Who need...
They said Jake Paul gets to wear like a headgear and shit. If that's true, then he's a bitch.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
If he gets to wear any kind of extra protection and Mike don't, 57-year-old Mike Tyson against 27-year-old Jake Paul, then he's a bitch.
That's some bull. That, come on, man.
Mike don't need the money, right? Mike's doing good with the weed and fucking podcasts and fucking...
You would think so.
Yeah, we would think so.
But still, that's going to be a nice bag from Netflix. If these motherfuckers,
it's gonna be on Netflix.
Yeah. If they Netflix will be paying these comedians millions to fucking perform, so you know they're gonna break fucking Jake.
It's gonna be live, or is it gonna be like
live on Netflix on, I think on 420, right, or 26 or something like that. Oh wait a minute, I got the article right here. Not 420. What the fuck was I thinking? July 20th. July 20th, AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas.
Wow.
Main event on a card on Netflix.
So,
predictions.
Mike is gonna knock his ass out.
If it ain't no funny business, I think Mike will knock him the fuck out. The jackpot for Powerball is $532 million, and Mega Millions is $735 million. Oh my God. Powerball drawing is Monday, and the Mega Millions drawing is Tuesday. I know my job's gonna put some money in on that bitch. Everybody's gonna probably put $20 in on it and pray.
And what's and you guys will just split it 20 ways?
No. We're gonna put $20 on it. There's only 8 of us. Shit.
Oh. I thought John, sorry, I thought you said 20 of y'all.
No, we're gonna 8 of us put $20 in and get as many as we can and fucking, I think we just do random numbers. And yeah. 20 per lottery, they said, so 40 if the consensus is 20.
Thank you.
Yep, man, that would be lovely to hit, man. The lottery, the Mega Millions or some shit like that. I wouldn't be one of them motherfucking lying motherfuckers. Oh yeah, if I hit for millions, I'm gonna keep on working. And nigga, my job won't even hear from me. They won't even hear it from me to know that I quit.
They wouldn't have to. I mean, not with that fucking much money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But would you let your name be out there?
But I don't know, y'all.
I'd be one of them niggas. I'd have the scream mask on in that motherfucker.
Yeah. I like bartending.
And I come in a wheelchair.
I like bartending.
You can bartend as much as you want. If you got 500 and something fucking million, you can set up a bar in your house if you want to bartend for fun. What do you need to be out there in the street for? I mean, not in the street, but in a bar working for when you got millions.
But I don't be having people. I don't get to like meet new people in my house.
You could be in Bora Bora.
You could open your own bar. And bartending, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's probably what I would do.
Because
I could just like, I'm not coming in today. I'm only coming in on this day or this day.
You could definitely do that.
Yeah.
Passive income.
Just own the bar. Have people work there. And then don't have any set day. Just whenever you feel like popping up in that motherfucker.
And
like,
bartending.
You know, here I go. Hey, you get paid for this whole day still, but I'm taking your shift.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I could do that.
No, I don't know.
I would just set a day. Like, I'll be in on Friday and Saturday.
Right. That's dope because then you could get, that could be something for your family. You know what I'm saying? Get your bartender license.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Come through, yeah.
For real. But a nigga like me, I'm not going to keep being no motherfucking electrician and shit. I think I'm going to go wire some shit up today just for the fuck of it. Hell no. I'm going to sit back and enjoy that motherfucking money.
Shit. Yeah.
Mike should knock this nigga out if it ain't no funny business, though.
Did you see Francis get knocked out by Anthony Joshua?
He got starched. But they said he got $20 million for his paycheck and then plus whatever of the pay-per-view did. So, motherfucker probably going to end up with $30 to $40 million. So, hey, can't be mad at that. Knock me the fuck out for that kind of money.
I just need one, y'all. Like, golly. It's just so many out there. Like, and I just need one. Like.
One knockout.
Million. Oh. That's it.
He I don't want nothing else. The fuck out, though. I mean, he got starched. He got put cool to million. Sleep.
Yeah, that'll like, yep.
You can definitely stay bartending.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to stay. Yeah, for sure, for
this,
sure.
In this economy, you're going to have to.
For sure. Because I just don't want to have to pay a car note. Right. And I don't want to have to pay for a place to live.
Right.
And that's it.
Right, you can go, yeah.
And not go to work.
That's the American dream.
Yeah. I just want to have the car without the note. Yeah, and the house without the note. That's it. That's all I need. I just need $1 million, y'all. There's so many
taxes
out there.
Still got to pay taxes on the house, but that's still...
That's cool. I'll make it. I'll have it.
Because I'm about to pay this motherfucker off within the next 9 months, hopefully.
So we're talking about sports a little bit right now. That's awesome. Congratulations. Hey, did y'all see the picture going viral the video with LeBron and Jeannie Buss on the side of him and Kurt Rambis's wife?
Uh-oh, what's happening?
So LeBron, they're just sitting, I guess they're watching at a game.
Okay.
LeBron's in street clothes. Jeannie Buss is on this side. The Rambis chick is on this side. But they're talking, having a conversation, but they all over LeBron.
Like they talking over him?
No, they're talking with him, laughing with him, grabbing his arm, real affectionate with him. You know what I'm saying? Hugging on him.
Being some touchy-feely white bitches.
Yeah, like white bitches do.
It just went hella viral. You know what I mean? So it's like, it looked like LeBron smashed on these boys.
Jenny Buss. I heard Jenny Buss was a little...
Jenny Buss still put together well for a bitch that's getting up there in age.
And she in her 40s, almost 50s now? Sure. Wasn't she dating... Phil
Jackson. They're engaged at one point, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Jenny Buss got to be on in her 40s.
What about this bitch, Drea? It's confirmed now.
What's wrong? Why should she be a bitch?
Come on, man. You can't have a baby with a nigga that's the same age as your son.
Why can't she?
That bitch is a predator.
I don't agree with this.
She's 17 years older than that nigga.
But you wouldn't say that to
this nigga.
This nigga
nutted in her.
No, I would say Marcus Houston. That's just nasty what he did with that little young bitch.
Okay.
It's the same thing, right?
He nutted in her.
He nutted in her a lot. I bet she had her legs wrapped tight around that young nigga.
No, I'm talking about Marcus Houston. We said Jalen Green nutted in her. Marcus Houston nutted in the young chick. Right.
I mean, I guess everything's okay if everybody's of age and considered adults. Yeah. But I mean, like, damn, Drea, bitch.
He knew what you he was get, doing when nigga, he didn't put a fucking condom on.
She knew what
on.
She was doing because she know ain't no nigga in her age group right now going to take that risk
she
with her.
She probably, listen. If a nigga has money and a nigga knows the risk of not wearing a condom, why is it on me if I get pregnant? You're the one making the fuck. Yeah, I'm just right. here. Right.
You know they what? Were
I'm,
talking you
know,
about.
Plus, who it is? It's Drea. She probably been on his guy. He probably was jacking off to Drea.
Yeah.
He said he was by a kid watching Basketball Wives. His mom was watching Basketball Wives. He was watching the water.
Probably. Like, damn, and, Drea, like, and he was like, damn, she fine. Damn, yeah, I'm fucking her.
If I ever make it, I'm fucking her.
Right.
He might have got her pregnant, dumb nigga.
He might have went out with the sole intention to nut at her, y'all. Like,
I ain't mad at him.
I'd have made that bitch take plan B.
Whatever.
Do your thing, young nigga.
Whatever.
Drea decent enough to get pregnant.
If
nigga was 17, I'd clap for his ass.
I remember she did that child neglect shit. That's why she went. Remember when she left her kid to go party and shit?
Yeah.
Ended up getting probation or some shit.
I don't know what happened with that. You know what I'm saying? But if she left him with
Casey
somebody.
Anthony left her kid to go party.
Well, she killed her kid.
So did she Lori fucking whatever that lady name is.
Right. It depends. If the kid is old enough, you know what I'm saying?
No, he was like 3 years old.
Well, she didn't leave him by himself at home.
Yeah.
Damn, Drea. Yeah. Well, you live and learn. That was dumb as hell.
That nigga grown now, so he made
it. Yeah, I mean, he survived.
3 year old.
He left the nigga with some bread and some motherfucking toaster strudels and some motherfucking.
I'm going to have to Google that and figure out what the fuck's going on with that.
Why, nigga?
She didn't get locked up for that shit.
Take my word for it like you believe that Freddy shit, nigga. She got probation for the shit, yeah. But nigga, Google is right there at your fingertips.
Yeah, I'm working it right now.
Look up Fred too, while you're at it.
I already did.
Fred on Max.
I already did. And scorpions can live for 48 hours underwater. Just to let y'all
just
know.
Just so you know.
Yeah, because they have the oxygen's under their, something in their back or tail, near their, something in their back or some shit.
They breathe through their exoskeletons.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, so Terry Crews is addressing people questioning his wife's racial identity. And he said that she was raised in black culture. So is she black?
Yeah, black mom, white father.
Huh.
She's just one of them fucking
real white
real white looking black girls. I mean, she's still black.
That's a real white looking black
girl. Oh yeah, but she's still black though. I mean, if your mama black, you black. Your daddy black, you black. That just white man just has some strong genes in that family, but
yeah, that's true.
Still, you can't take away her blackness, and especially if she was raised with niggas.
Yeah,
because hell, we got a fucking half white ass cousin that you would think he was goddamn Malcolm X's fucking son. Sometimes this nigga acts.
Hey, let me jump in with this. So according to the story,
about Drea?
Yeah, okay. She allegedly left her seven year old son home alone for several days in a filthy apartment. TV dinners in the freezer while she was out partying and hanging out with her then boyfriend, Chris motherfucking Breezy.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, I thought 3 years old. He was 7 years old. Still too young to be leaving by motherfucking by himself with TV dinners.
For sure.
That's kind of nigga you want. That's kind of bitch you want to have a baby with, little nigga.
I mean, that was a long time ago, and that nigga's fine. It was
15 years ago.
Yeah.
Because her son's 22 now. Same age as the nigga she pregnant by.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, what you gonna... I mean, oh well.
I wonder which nigga's gonna get Tiana Trump pregnant.
Yeah. But it could be motherfucking done. She's a motherfucking champion in the motherfucking industry. Champion. I don't know if y'all are familiar with any of her work.
Oh, yeah. I am. Yeah, she's a worker.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she was raised by a black household, black mother, white father, in Gary, Indiana. It don't get much fucking blacker than that.
Yeah, that's true.
Gary, Indiana is Niggerville.
That's true.
Jackson's.
That's true.
A predominantly black city. Yeah, you ain't got to tell us.
How did he end up there? Now I'm concerned about who her daddy is.
Yeah, what's a white man doing in that? He probably was one of them down whiteies.
What's the score on this game?
She's black, yes. Black mama white dad been raised like that. But again, she just doesn't have that kind of look. Her mama's black. So that's all. He was stressing that. Terry Crews was stressing that shit. Her mom's black. Okay, nigga.
And he was like, "Man, get it right."
Right.
But I bet she used that shit when she gets pulled over. I bet she don't talk with no slang. Hi. Shit. Hello, officer. What can I do for you today? I'm pretty sure I wasn't speeding, but if you say I was.
Oh, shit. I don't know about the lady on the. That's
Kurt Rammer's wife on the other end. But she was leaning over, grabbing his arm. You know what I'm
she like owns that nigga. She's a team. Ain't she owner?
She owns him.
She owns that nigga.
Shut up and dribble, nigga.
She owns that nigga.
Fuck.
Right now, anyway, while he's on the Lakers. That nigga Bronny had a dunk and a three-pointer yesterday or the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed the highlights like he really did something and didn't show the highlights of his teammates that scored like 19 and 17 points.
Oh, my God.
And that was the only 5 points that nigga had in the game.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Stop hyping this nigga up because he's LeBron's son. He's fucking weak, man. Heart attack or not, and nigga's weak.
What team is he playing on?
USC.
Oh, okay.
Like, get that nigga the fuck out of here. Jordan's sons average more than he's averaging, and they were weak as fuck too.
Did y'all see what I put in there? The man that lost his arms and got the.
Go ahead, nigga. You put it in there.
Did you see it though?
Yeah, see everything that's in here.
I don't. Did you see it, Chris?
No, I did not.
See, there it is. There, I ain't the only one. Goddamn it.
I be bored on the bus ride in the morning, so I look at everything that's in there.
So this deli painter gets his hands back as organ donation meets surgical excellence.
Didn't he get his hands back? No, he got hands back.
He got some women. He got some women arms.
Wait.
From the elbow to the motherfucking fingertips.
Wait.
Well, I bet when he jack off now, it's like a whole nother person.
Oh my God.
A painter who lost both hands in a tragic accident is about to hold his brush again, thanks to the surgical excellence of a group of deli doctors and a woman's organ donation pledge that transformed four lives. The 45-year-old, whose case is the first successful bilateral hand transplant in Delhi, will be released from Sir Gangaram.
Either way, they connected all the shit. Yeah. They connected all the blood vessels, all the muscles.
He lost his shit in a train accident.
12 hours, yeah. And gave him some women arms.
Because those are the arms they had.
Right. Yeah. Let me wait another 6 months.
See if some nigga hands, some nigga arms come up.
Yeah.
So, like, right.
Got these gorilla arms, some big strong motherfucking arms.
What if the fingers like half the size of this shit used to be?
Yeah.
Super dainty.
He can't even work them motherfuckers right.
What if they old as hell?
These are old hands. What if it was only a white man that they could give you?
Right. He Indian. He got some motherfucking, this shit need a tan. Elbow down.
I think a motherfucker with no hands would just be happy to be getting some fucking hands.
Yeah, for sure.
That works.
Yeah, but you can't even dap a motherfucker up right now. They got little ass woman hands.
Yeah, all you got to do is wear gloves, hell. Wear gloves with some extensions in the motherfuckers. Shit. And long sleeves.
Losing shit at the fingertips.
That don't matter. He's an extension. Motherfucking fist. Oh, you got to do a ball. Dap motherfucker up everywhere you go. You ain't got to shake nobody's hand with your lady hands.
Yeah, that's crazy as hell. That's wild.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at my hand, imagining it on one of y'all. Yeah,
give me 6 more months. I'll see what else comes in. Then, like, without, I don't want you to take so these, small. Cut these motherfuckers off and then try again with some. Yeah, I'll wait for the next batch. These came in, it might be some more arms coming in.
Put me number 2 on the list. I'll wait.
Yeah.
Speaking of a motherfucker losing hands, Chiefs fans who endured freezing temperatures during NFL playoffs may require amputations.
What the fuck?
Right.
That's dedication.
That's dedication.
Some Kansas City Chiefs fans who braved below freezing temperatures to watch the Chiefs against the Miami Dolphins when it was -4 degrees and wind chill measures at -20 at kickoff could possibly need to have amputations after suffering frostbite. Well, that's on you. You want to see that
you
game?
You love your team. Not much.
Yep. The Cowboys don't play in the weather like that. It's fucked up. Dozens of fans suffered from frostbite and were transported to the hospital with hypothermia-related injuries. Damn. So, sucks for y'all, but.
Hell yeah. They had to be miserable out that motherfucker.
Like, how... I wouldn't even stay long enough to get frostbite.
I wouldn't stay in my seat that long. You can go back in the, well, I don't know how the Chiefs stadium, but in the Cowboys stadium, there's places you can go inside, like bars and shit or whatever, where it's like fucking air conditioned or heated up or whatever the fuck. You don't got to just sit out in the fucking cold the whole time.
Right, yeah, anywhere in the stadium, you can go get where the food is at and all that shit, get your ass up.
Instead of sitting there like a fucking idiot, letting your fucking fingertips freeze the fuck off.
Right. Like, I couldn't even imagine staying. Like, if I, to get cold enough to get frostbitten.
Right.
Like, nah, dude, right. I'm up out of here.
Yeah, fuck all that.
White people be getting away with shit, man. Ray, you put this shit in here about this white man who shot his wife on camera.
Yep.
What?
She was having an affair.
Told her
he was going to kill her. Pulled out the shotgun with his dick out and his big old belly sticking out.
What?
And then.
Why is this?
Did you see a picture of her?
Oh, no.
And then fucking shot her and killed her and only got 10 years.
He'll be eligible for parole in 5.
Was sentenced earlier this week after shooting his wife.
But ain't this like, is it like Britain or something? No. Oh, Texas? Yeah. Oh, nigga. I thought because the Daily Mail had it.
He said he caught a furious Texas man who shot wife Patricia Burnham dead on camera after discovering her affair. There it is there.
Yeah.
That's a death penalty right there for her ass.
He said they can be heard telling his wife, all right, goodbye. You're going to meet Jesus. I hope it was worth it.
Oh, my God.
Before shooting her 3 times.
In the face.
So, and this nigga got 10 years.
And only got 10 years.
Must have a good lawyer.
Yeah, crime, motherfucking passion.
That's
your honor.
Hella,
your honor, think of you walking in and catching your wife fucking somebody.
But that's hella premeditated if you didn't do it immediately then. If you was like, okay, I'll be back. Like,
he lost
that's,
his motherfucking
that's immediate,
mind.
That's immediate premeditation.
He probably didn't think he was in shape to whoop her ass. He needed to get the gun out.
Why is dick out, though?
Like, that mother was angry. He just put all he had time to put on an ill-fitting robe and... and a grab a shotgun. He didn't have time for no other shit.
10 years. That motherfucking family mad than a motherfucker. Her family
hell
mad
yeah
than a motherfucker.
They should be.
Especially if he get out on parole.
And then
parole.
He didn't kill the nigga.
Yeah.
They never do.
Kill them both.
Yeah.
Kill them both. You gonna kill one of them, kill both of them.
Hell
cause
yeah.
You're getting locked up. So I both mean, of them gonna goddamn die in my goddamn.
I'm not a cheater or anything, but like kill him so that I am scared to not be having other niggas live on my hand.
Oh, no,
because
no.
He's going to prison.
Y'all both
so,
gotta
yeah.
go.
So I'm going to prison once I kill the first motherfucker. So,
so y'all both got
to
go.
Yeah. If I'm, right. You ain't going to be able to fuck him or nobody else. You're going to see what Jesus about, got going on up there.
You talking about kill him so you can just be scared. No. You
like,
too
so
late
I
to
can,
be scared. You shouldn't have been scared when you was doing this shit that got me enraged
like
this.
I don't want another nigga's life on my hands. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, fuck
but
all
I don't.
That.
I don't cheat. So
everybody dying.
I don't really. Y'all see Biden's State of the Union address the other day?
No. How you looking?
Hey, Sleepy Joe wasn't Sleepy Joe. He was getting in their motherfucking ass. So much so that the
gave
Republicans were acting
no,
like
some
they
no
were acting like he was. They were acting like after Republicans, he was angry or he was too jazzed up or he was.
There it is. That caffeine gave his ass a shot of caffeine.
Something. They gave
some
Joe
Adderall.
Some adrenaline or something. But Joe was up there talking that shit. So you got my vote, Joe. You got my vote this year, buddy.
I'm gonna have to look at it.
Joe took it, and then, oh my God.
What?
The Republican rebuttal shit. They had this white bitch from Alabama sitting on her fucking kitchen table like it's one of the Stepford wives.
Okay.
They made fun of it on everything. Saturday Night Live had Scarlett.
I gotta watch it.
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson did her on Saturday Night Live. Fucking
Colin's wife was
hella TikToks and shit about the bitch. She looked crazy.
Yeah,
up there, just fucking crazy.
I haven't been tuned into any politics lately. I'm gonna have to tap in for sure. For sure,
I have. Yeah. It's heating up. It's fucking heating up. Oh, and man. Then you got some of these motherfucking senators that's going to lose their motherfucking seats, like goddamn Lauren Boebert, who had to switch fucking jurisdictions and still is losing. So she's probably going to be out of there.
Didn't, you just do that? You could just switch jurisdictions?
Yeah.
That's didn't the crazy. Nikki Haley chick or whatever fall out? She's out of it?
Yeah, she.
So Trump is like the main runner?
He's the last one, yeah. He's a Republican nominee.
Here the fuck we go, boy. Here the fuck we go. We're into it. We got to do something.
Nigga.
Yeah, ain't nothing to do. Shit, just vote when it's on
the
voting day. Niggas, and unless you can afford to move the fucking out of the United States.
I can't.
But then where are you going to go? I've been to enough places to know United States is still one of the best goddamn countries to live in the motherfucking world.
So. That's just because you from here.
I'm just saying, yeah. Thank God I ain't no motherfucking migrant or whatever they fucking call them.
Immigrant.
But them motherfuckers is coming over by. They need to do something with that too. That's the only thing I like. Just, that's the only thing that I like.
Why don't they ship them motherfuckers? Why don't they take them to Canada? Do the immigrants go to Canada?
I don't really care. My main issue, right, is that like a lot of people come into our country and get a lot more opportunities than the people in the country,
right?
And that's kind of fucked up to me. Right. I don't really know what a resolution is for like their displacement. And, like I understand that we are. I guess, like, it's hard for me to say this, but I guess, like, I understand that we are, like, one of the best places to live, like, right? Mm-hmm. So I can understand how people can feel, like, danger and, like, unsafe, like, in wherever they're fleeing from. I get mm-hmm. that part. So I don't really know an answer for, like, what we should do with the displaced people.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't like that when they come over here. Like, think about, like, all of, like, the, like...
They should give us...
All of, like, the people that own the corner stores like that. Like, those people came... to our country and got like grants and right. money handed to them
and opportunities hired and opportunities people that can't even speak
and
English.
Opportunities like to like stake claim somewhere mm-hmm. like here and then yeah and which is whatever because like if I ever get up I want all my people on too
right
like so I don't down that at all but it's
your
just,
people were born here
and don't and have and
speak the language and been here for.
It's not even about speaking the language. It's just about years. It's just about like yeah, and not being able to have anything to stake my claim somewhere. Right. Like you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They just come over and people are like, oh, here's this, here's that, here's that.
But then
like,
you got people nowadays say, why can't you do it? You got all the tools to do it. Why can't you do it?
What? Because
why can't you motherfucking pull yourself up by your motherfucking bootstraps?
What? Like,
no, I'm just saying.
Right, no, I know, but the only answer to that is literally everybody, okay, not everybody, because there's fucking, anyway, but for the most part, the people that are like working are really working our asses off. Mm-hmm, like, there's yeah. really no other time, like, to, I mean, not even that, like, there isn't, but like, stuff, like, the stuff isn't costing what we're getting paid. Like, period. Right. No matter, like, really what job you're in. Like,
right.
when it comes down to, like, the people that are not, you know, that are more, like, lower middle class, lower class. Like.
No, what I'm saying is the immigrant comes over here.
Yeah.
And then they start a business and yeah. they start a corner store.
But why, though? Because people have handed them startup grants money and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You're asking me to find a way to like live every day and like pay all my things.
That's
and
why
also,
we need our motherfucking
and also and also have this $50,000 to start up this company or mm-hmm. whatever or like to buy this brick and mortar or whatever mm-hmm. it is. Like that's the difference. Like that's the sole difference.
Right. No. Right.
Now if they were able to come over here and like get a regular job like me, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Put
and
in
like
applications
and put in applications like me, say try to save up money to the side like me, then I get it. And you do that shit? Then that's awesome.
They need to deport these motherfuckers that commit crimes. If you commit a crime and you're an illegal motherfucker, they
week.
Need to send you the fuck back to where yeah. you're coming from. Because
I can
it's
deal
ridiculous.
With that.
It's
I
fucking
can deal
ridiculous.
With that. I yeah. can deal with
like
that.
Donald Trump said, they're sending these fucking thugs. They're sending these criminals. That's the only thing I like that Trump said.
But at the same time.
The only thing I like that Trump said, he said he did the biggest deportation ever.
But he said it in a very generalized statement, and that wasn't fair. But it would be nice to, like, find out if some of these niggas are running from stuff and sending their ass back, or if they've done stuff since they've been here.
You look too fit, nigga. You look too fit and, like, ready to fight. Nah, you can't, you can't come here, nigga. You need to join the military in your country or some shit, because, nah. Can't
I don't know what the resolution is, but it's definitely stop. And this isn't, well, because the wall is just like.
No, I'm just kidding with the wall. We need to put a motherfucker down there with some guns.
But see, but.
Light their asses up.
But
when they
again, that's only addressing like, that's only addressing the people that are coming from the Mexican, from the Mexico border. That's not addressing the, like the fucking.
Haitians.
Somalians, and, like all the other people that are coming from on fucking planes.
They come through the Mexican border too, but yeah.
Yeah. We got to stop that shit. It's got to be something, man. Because it ain't affecting us yet. But I see what it's doing in Chicago and New York. Like I say, them niggas are fed up. And they going to be voting, I think, for Trump.
And see, that's the problem is that, like, I understand, like, again, for the people that are coming from something and need to leave. I get that. And we're supposed to be a place for fucking harbor and shit. Like, I get that. But there are people in these cities that don't have places to live.
Right.
True. That had places to live a year ago.
But you know what?
Or 6 months ago.
It's also fucked up to tell them y'all can't be coming over here exploiting the system when you know a bitch that's exploiting Section 8 and has been forever. You know what I'm saying? And probably got her baby daddy living in that motherfucker like she's not supposed to.
That's reparations.
To me, that's not the same to hand to somebody a $50,000 grant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if that bitch get caught for doing that shit, then she has repercussions for that. There is no repercussion. Like they're saying here is this money.
Right.
To do this with or to do that with. Like that's not the same. That's her making the fucking best out of a situation until she get caught or if she don't.
Yeah.
That to me that's not the same.
I don't know, I'm high shit.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That nigga needs reparations. Go Joe.
Nigga, like I said, he not gonna get us money.
I know, but the alternative, I was looking at some shit this week, and the alternative is fucked up. They want us to be like the motherfucking Handmaid's Tale out here. Mm. See what they did in Alabama with the IVF shit? So it's like, they want motherfuckers, they want, if you fuck and get a bitch pregnant, they want you to have the baby for one, and they want you to start paying motherfucking child support while the bitch is pregnant. Mm. Not even when after the baby's born, but while she's pregnant.
No.
Yes, they just passed some shit like that. They just passed some shit like that.
No, as a person that watches somebody not use their child support for their child, I literally would die if they did that shit.
Man,
that shit is the worst.
If you start paying these hoes before they even had a baby, they gonna be having all kinds of crab feast, shrimp boils and shit instead of fucking buying goddamn stocking up on Pampers and getting cribs and shit. Because they think they're going to come up at the baby shower. So they're going to be using that. Imagine 9 months of motherfucking child support before the baby's even born.
Mm.
That'll drive niggas to start killing motherfuckers before more murders out here and shit.
God.
You're not going to take the money for the babies here. And then what if I pay for 9 months and the motherfucker ain't mine?
Mm.
Yeah. Bitch, yeah, I like want my money back. I want my money back, bitch.
Like
I got all these
receipts.
They haven't thought
this all the way through. That's a very, very valid, like, and niggas is not about to be going for that.
Right.
Hell no. Niggas ain't paying their child support now. You think he's going to pay his pre-child support?
Is there anything else, guys?
Nope.
That's it.
Okay. For this week. Episode, we're 10 away from motherfucking episode 100. I'll give away $100 for episode 100.
Can we have $100?
It's in the weed.
Ray, tell everybody where they can find you.
RaySun724 on Twitter, IG, Fifth Element Hip Hop on YouTube, RaySun Report. Yeah.
Chris _, that's KHRIS on IG, and it's _Chris on Twitter. See you guys next week.
420 in Vegas podcast on Facebook, IG, TikTok, and Twitter. Vegas Zay _420 on Twitter. Vegas Zay on Facebook, IG, and TikTok. I think I might make my first TikTok video when my niece is here too. But
nice.
Maybe not though. I said that the last three times.
They're about to get rid of that shit anyway. So
they can't. That's my number one distraction at work is TikTok.
I love it.
I'd be on there for fucking hours sometimes just laughing at fucking videos. this little one nigga, this little skinny country nigga, Uncle Daddy or some shit. You ever seen his videos?
No.
Oh, he's a little funny ass nigga. He had the girl talking in the background and shit. He had one where he said he's putting his mask on. He said he just seen the preacher leaving with the money from the collection plate. And he's about to go rob him and shit. He's like, the Lord wanted me to see that. Anyway, it's
not
funny,
the Lord wanted me to see that. All right, guys. See you next week.
Adam Reaper. 520 in Vegas, I got some cushion trying to slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas. 520 in Vegas. Yeah. 520 in Vegas, I got some cushion trying to slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas. 520 in Vegas. Yeah. Just let the plug, finna pin my brother up. Just got a smoking, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit had me stuck. And my eyes hella low, cause I stay high as fuck. I've been smoking out the pound.